From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Steve Sherman.
A biography of one of Alaska's famed archaeologists has been published by the University of Alaska Press. It describes the work of the late Otto William Geist, a man who was associated with the University of Alaska more than 25 years, who was accepted by his Eskimo friends on St. Lawrence Island and given the name Avuk. In addition, they tattooed the design of a bowhead whale, or Avuk, on his arm. The book, called Avuk, White Eskimo, was written by Dean Charles Keim of the University's College of Arts and Letters. Keim was both a personal friend of Geist and a student of his work. He spent 5 years compiling interviews with Geist and traveled with him on expeditions to the Arctic. Keim says Geist was a great collector of not only archaeology, but of material in paleontology, anthropology, and was a naturalist besides. Charles Keim, author of the Geist biography, is with us today. Dean Keim, what do you think motivated Geist to study the Arctic so intensively?
He was raised in Europe. His father was a rather noted antiquarian at Eiselfing, Bavaria, and also the Oberlehrer, or superintendent of the consolidated schools there. And I think Otto inherited, you might say, this interest, coupled with the fact that he collected early Roman material while he was attending a Benedictine school in the Inn Valley in Upper Bavaria. When he came to America, he served in the Mexican border campaign under Black Jack Pershing, and then later served with the American Expeditionary Force in France during World War I. When he came out of World War I, he was determined to make a genuine contribution with his life. He looked around for a place where he could do it. He had a brother, Joseph Geist, at Ketchikan, who told him about Alaska and its great need and opportunity for development, and particularly in the science areas. So he came up here. He immediately saw that so much material was disappearing. So many of the studies of the natives had to be made right now, both anthropological, archaeological, ethnological, that he started in really paying for his first trip, a reconnaissance trip up in the Arctic and down into southeastern Alaska, and then his first expeditions he financed himself, sometimes working during the winter at the Model Cafe in Fairbanks, and sometimes one time working for laying steel for the Alaska Railroad just to get the money to finance his expeditions. As he then began to prove himself and prove the great need for the kind of work that he was doing, modest amounts of money began to come his way. If he had waited for the money to come first, the material, the opportunities would have disappeared.
How would you describe his contributions to the scientific community right now?
My book on Otto is really an action narrative account of Otto's life. The full scientific contribution has not been made, and as I mentioned in the epilogue, in a sort of a discussion with the late Dr. Ivor Scarland, the head of the anthropology department here at that time, the full assessment of his scientific contributions will be made many years from now. Fortunately, the University of Alaska Library has done an excellent job in compiling the tremendous amount of material that I went through while I was compiling the book. This now is available to scholars, and particularly those in the science areas, which I am not in. I'm a professor of journalism and of English. But the fact that the American Anthropological Association, the Arctic Institute of North America, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, elected Otto a fellow in their ranks pretty well proves that even before a full assessment of his scientific contributions has been made, that a sufficient one has been made now to rate him truly one of Alaska's outstanding persons.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that in 1924, he met the late famed naturalist Olaus J. Murray, the last naturalist of the old John Muir School, when he was going up the Koyukuk on the sternwheeler, the Teddy H. He became very intimately acquainted with Geist at that time, and was so, remained a lifelong friend, and was pleased, and fortunately he did this, to write the foreword to the book.
Thank you, Dean Keim. Our guest has been Charles Keim, Dean of the College of Arts and Letters of the University of Alaska. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUACFM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.